Blog Talk Radio.
May God grant me the words to speak His thoughts. That's what my mentor from 91, Tony Brown of Tony Brown's Journal, wrote in a book that he had sent me. And I need to get a new copy of that book. Oh, my God. I mean, because I read it and read it, so it was just torn to shreds. The Game of Life and How to Play It. Amazing book. And I know many of you probably have read it, regarding the law of karma. Fabulous. It's very short. It was published in like 1927 by Florence. I cannot think of the last name, but if you Google it, it's going to come up in various places, bookstores, Amazon, YouTube. You can listen to the audio version on YouTube. Recently, I ordered a Kindle version of it from Amazon. The Game of Life and How to Play It. You guys check that. But God, if you haven't read it, and if you're like me, need to reread it. most definitely, The Game of Life and How to Play It. But may God grant me the words to speak about throughout this Sunday morning. Happy Mother's Day weekend, Saturday. We will continue to live that quarantine lifestyle, right? Self-isolating and also practicing social distancing. But at the same time, America and cities across America and around the world are gradually reopening. But also, some places are closing, have to shut down. I've seen this morning on early morning news on ABC that Seoul, Korea is one place that it's mandatory to close all the bars down because there's been an outbreak due to, going out to the bars and to the clubs and everything. So bars in Seoul have been closed down. And in the meantime, here in Mississippi, the governor of the state of Mississippi, Kate Reeves, Republican, and our amazing Democratic mayor of the city of Jackson, the capital, have announced an extension of executive orders for the capital city and for the state regarding safer at home executive orders, but businesses are phasing out, gradually opening. So this weekend, barbershops and beauty salons plus gyms are able to open, but due to certain guidelines. Citywide is going to be like a couple more weeks, but the mayor made an announcement yesterday so he could give businesses enough time, especially those that have received PPP, to give time to get their businesses up to par where they can meet the strict guidelines. Because you have to obey the law and you have to obey the rules. And also, he mentioned, to keep the money that you get from PPP and other assistance, it's very important to follow by the guidelines. But one thing that I wanted to say before really getting into the show and talking about COVID-19 and coronavirus, we have lost two greats in the entertainment industry. Roy Horn passed away from problems with coronavirus. I mean, my goodness, since 2003, he has defeated and triumphed so many obstacles, he and his partner. And, it just breaks my heart that coronavirus, COVID-19, would be the cause for his demise at age 75. On Good Morning America this morning, so definitely sending out much love to fellow fans and those in Vegas and his partner, and just heartbreaking. And those of you, and you new heads, if you don't know, you got to do your research. I'm 51, just a little under, not too far under the gentleman that I'm about to announce. Good Morning America announced, which caught me off guard because I had not heard he had been sick. I can't recall hearing that Andre Harrell, founder of Uptown Records, the dude that had the fabulous P. Diddy, Sean Combs, where Sean did some of everything. And then Back in the day, he was a member of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I love that hip-hop group. They used to come through Jackson, like with the Swatch Watch Festival and Run DMC and all of that, performing at the Coliseum and at Jackson State University. But if I'm not mistaken, I might have a picture from a concert. I know I have a picture of UTFO. I have pictures of Run DMC. I didn't get any pictures from Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff and Salt and Pepper. But I used to work at a popular music store. Many of you know Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, Coming Attractions, Merry-Go-Round, Signal. And a Merry-Go-Round store sponsored a new video hour. And the creator of MTV, you know, is from Jackson, Bob Pittman. So a lot of the New York entertainers and worldwide entertainers, they would come into the store I worked in and shop for their performances also. And you all know, ever since I was a kid, I've always studied. Self-taught and mentored and studied business. But I love beauty and fashion, I always love entertainment because my older brother was a drummer. My family loved music. Many of my relatives are musicians and singers. Even my mother and my grandmother, when I was one, realized I could sing. But I always like to be like a Simon or Ryan Seacrest, you know, helping discover talent. But that's one thing my mom always told me. You still focus on your talents, too, and your creativity and the arts and so on. But I said I didn't say that. Andre Harrell is one person that I admire, like Russell Simmons. Because these records, Russell Simmons, with his Rush Communications, that was in the 80s. Andre Harrell was like late 80s, early 90s. Then, of course, behind Sean P. Diddy Combs, spawned his career. So that he definitely would be missed, and I would be sharing a lot of like videos and articles regarding Uptown Entertainment and Andre Harrell. Some old heads like myself. I'm not going to call myself an old head, but you know that's music history, and that it was just amazing when those companies were just pumping the talent like it was nobody's business. You know what I'm saying? Jodeci and what's the Father MC? That's who they were with. You know, really. So just amazing. I'll be sure. You know, that record label just had an array of amazing talent and talent that went on to create their own labels and so on. So, you know, Google if you don't know much about them, and you'll be surprised at what artists were signed with him and who he helped careers and so on. But I'm going to do like a recap of what I talked about last evening. It's basically from the press conferences from the mayor of Jackson, and also the governor, also of the state of Mississippi. On yesterday, after the governor finished his press conference, the mayor of the city of Jackson had an emergency press conference. He felt like he's been pressured to give some businesses permission to open because the state is gradually opening, and he realized that some of the citizens of Jackson will be venturing out into other cities and towns that are open where they can dine into restaurants and go get their hair and nails done and their haircuts at barbershops. I wonder if tattoo shops will be open. That's something Terry and I have been interested in. Terry's been talking about. But he only mentioned barbershops and beauty. Both the governor and mayor mentioned beauty shops and gyms and barbershops, but only under strict guidelines can they open. And again, happy Mother's Day to everybody before I really get deep into it. Mother's Day weekend. Believe it or not, I'm a mother. My first husband, I had a son named Christopher Cortez. He was born prematurely. He was born alive, but he passed away. I'm 51, so he would be like 30, 31 right now, like right above my nephew, Jamal. So big shout out to Jamal because he did like a shout out to mothers, to his mother and his sisters and my nieces and all overnight. Everybody that's celebrating Mother's Day, just celebrate. I can't believe this is the third Mother's Day without mom. Without mom. And I've been spending some a long time together with myself, self-isolating and so on. And I'm feeling pretty good and relaxed and rested and watch one of our mom and our favorite show. Well, one of our favorite networks, the Food Network. We love watching. We used to love watching Food Network and Bravo and you name it, MSNBC, CNN, Entertainment, the Kardashians and all. But I love watching, what is it, Guy Fieri show? We love watching that show. So there was a marathon on last night. So that really brought back some memories. Because mom and I, we grew up loving to cook and loving to have fantastic gatherings. And I'll repost like the couple episodes where I shared some of mother's recipes. You know, one, she was like next to me and I was sharing the recipes. And then one, I interviewed her, remember, and we talked about different recipes. And so I'll reshare that and you guys can, and she definitely wanted you guys to do her recipes from scratch. And I always thought I would compile a recipe, but even my Aunt Christine and all, I mean, here in the Deep South, and I know there's fabulous food all around the world, all around the country. Love that Tex-Mex food, too, in Texas. And my sister, she has a special way of cooking Tex-Mex food, and a happy Mother's Day to her, too. You know, because it has that Deep South, Southern, Deep South flavor to the Tex-Mex deal. Because she lived in Dallas for like 30 years. You know, I've always been back and forth to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and then ended up in North Texas, falling in love with the Texoma area, which that just made Mother chuckle because she calls Dallas my happy place, too. But my native Mississippi is a happy place. But I know many of us, after this shutdown is over and we're ready, I mean, we're appreciating life better, right? Those that travel will travel more, like my cousin Linda. And those of us that have been putting off, we're going to do what? Staycations more and travel more for business, pleasure, or whatever, right? Because this, we are social distancing, but it is bringing us closer. And this situation is making us realize who are important, who really take us seriously and look at us as important, too. Because it seemed like we were realizing, too, who we thought we were important to, we might not be. And then we find out that some people that we thought didn't care about us care about us. You know, it's been like I see this. It's a reflection of life. I see this, this happening. So a few things the mayor pointed out yesterday. That not only is Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of Mississippi, but it's the largest city in Mississippi. Mind you, all capital cities are not the largest. We would like to think that, right? The capital and the largest. Also, the good news is has a low rate of cases and deaths within the state. Also, compared to other cities, on a national average, we have a lower rate of cases and deaths. And that's one thing, one reason why our mayor, Lumumba, has been reluctant about lifting, I want to say the ban, but lifting the executive order. Then also the symptom collector, which we're the first, the city of Jackson is the first in the world to get a symptom collector to help compile data regarding coronavirus and COVID-19 cases. So as of yesterday, we had 404 new cases of COVID-19, of 409 total deaths and 13 new deaths on yesterday. But again, the businesses like salons and barbershops and gyms, they can open with restrictions. They definitely got to follow the strict guidelines. And the mayor stressed that he respected and appreciated. That's why he was announcing it yesterday. Because on May the 15th, that, I believe that's when the executive order will be lifted, but then also businesses can start phasing out and doing their pre-planning to open, get their employees and get everything right with the PPP and get their PPE, so on. But most importantly, they need to deep clean and sanitize and from top to bottom, you know, and deep clean every day. But you know what? Beauty and barbershops and gyms, they're the most cleanest places you go to anyway. So in a way, I don't know. But then one thing the mayor stressed too, those are the businesses that probably that do not have insurance or little insurance and need the help. Like the beauty shop owner that got in trouble, had to go to jail, but thank God she was let out early in Dallas. Because she had to feed her children. And then the judge wanted her to apologize. And then right when it's time, I'm ready to get back in the chair. So I'm happy to know. So a big shout out to Tony and Tina's exclusive hair salon. Big shout out to my school in Dallas and the schools here also in Jackson metro area also. The beauty schools, cosmetology, aesthetic studies, schools and all. But those are the most, those are businesses that promote cleanliness and proper personal hygiene. Anyway, that's what kept us keep everything in order, keep our personal hygiene in order, beauty shop, beauty salons and skincare experts and barbershops and gyms. I mean, that's why health, to keep our immune system up. So thank God they are allowed to be open also, because that's part of the being clean that helped prevent coronavirus and other illnesses and sicknesses, right? Most definitely. So I'm doing, like I said, I'm doing a recap from yesterday's show. The Mississippi Coronavirus Hotline is open 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week. The number is 1-877-978-6453. Again, the number is 1-877-978-6453. And on yesterday, as I was watching CNBC, a report kind of caught me off guard regarding the job market. And it stated that Hispanics are the hardest hit in the job market. That's what Steve Leisman of CNBC reported mentioned. And Secretary Eugene Scalia, right, was interviewed on CNBC, and he said that it's important to have enforcement tools if companies don't keep their workers safe. And he said that he thinks the PPP has been an enormous success. And overnight, I received an email from SBA.gov. And like I said, for years, I love attending SBA meetings. So a big shout out to Rosetta Harris and the team at SBA, the Mississippi District Office here, and also the amazing people in Dallas-Fort Worth also that I met at a small business expo back in 2015 or 14. Bill Walsh's Torn Expo, amazing expo. Big shout out to them also, because I see that that's the address that you send like your important paperwork to the Fort Worth office. But I received an email from SBA.gov regarding the Mississippi District Office, and I shared throughout social media on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Yes, I'm back in LinkedIn for the past couple of weeks. Thank God. Wow, that's crazy. But before Tuesday, no later than Wednesday, you need to register if you want to be a part of the SBA Mississippi District Office Town Hall conference call that will be presented on Thursday, May the 14th. So I thought I was going to miss it because I have doctor's appointments on Wednesday. So I was scheduled to have a mammogram, and so I'm having a mammogram and, you know, check my blood pressure at my next one. So you guys keep me in your prayers regarding that. So thank God they're starting to schedule regular appointments now for people, you see. So thank God, because coronavirus had put a halt on everything. I'm like, other health situations still go on. We still need to get certain things taken care of. Right when I started back going to doctor's appointments, then things had been delayed. But I had missed an appointment right before they did the thing, so I had to wait until they started opening back and taking appointments. But they went ahead and had scheduled me because they knew it would be probably about a month or three weeks. So keep me in your prayers that it's definitely a good report. I'm in good health, just my blood pressure. We have to keep an eye on, so just need to exercise. We all need to keep our immune system right. Keep eat healthy, exercise, and don't get stressed out, which, oh my God, easier said than done, right? But another thing that Scalia said was, Secretary Eugene Scalia, he said, one cannot remain on unemployment insurance if job becomes open again and you decline the offer. And I heard that talk on the Rosin report also on yesterday. And another thing that happened yesterday is the U.S. oil and gas rig count fell to a historic low since September 2009, putting pressure on prices. That's a lot of good news, too, that businesses are hiring. Some businesses never did get affected. Some became busier. Some businesses are hiring. My cousin has a landscaping business, and they say their business is on point, that they are getting calls like crazy. So restaurants, so the malls are open, because I checked out North Park on Thursday, because I thought maybe some of my favorite restaurants might be open on Thursday, but it's closed down. So on our ABC affiliate 16, WAPT News, they reported that North Park Mall did open on yesterday. And so on their Facebook page, which I reshared, they opened at 11, and, you know, the sanitizer, customers must have on masks, and, you know, follow the CDC guidelines. And a big shout out too. There is a new movie theater. The movie theater had closed down. The UA movie theater had closed down a couple years ago. But B&B movie theaters are planned to open soon. And I must commend North Park. I did find that out, that it is almost time to open. The B&B movie theater that has been developed on the grounds of North Park look amazing. So, wow. That is cool right there. Most definitely. Most definitely. I wouldn't mind getting a gig there. I mean, it is so cool. But I like to provide you all, I think it's SBA.gov. Well, you can go to the SBA.gov website. Also, for filing unemployment insurances, which Terry be asking about different things, and we talk about different things. So thank God next week the show is finally getting back to full-fledged shows. So, you know, Terry can be, he's looking forward. You guys know my guy. And so definitely keep us in your prayers, too. To keep us in your prayers. but what? Because wow. You know, you guys know me. I'm like Miss Fairy Tale. But I know it takes hard work, too, that love does not keep things afloat, that it takes hard work and commitment. So thank you all for your prayers. Also, as we all sit here, and I send you all prayers, and thank you for liking our Facebook page and Instagram and following. Thank you, Facebook, for recognizing it. When we're spending more time together, you know, we will share more vids and pics and all of that, and even individually, because sometimes he'll just send me, because we're in different counties, and we see each other. We see each other, you know, some, but we also abiding by the law and the guidelines to social distancing and all of that. I think I'm social distancing more than him, though, I'll be honest. But I think we might be equal. But we try, because we have been watching coronavirus since the beginning when it was just in China, because we're geeks, we're nerds, and so that caught our attention. And now there's so much going on now that we need to talk about. From the killer hornets, there has been an increase of UFO sightings. There has been some real news going on that sound like, okay, are you serious? Is this really going on? But so we have an array of topics to talk about. So what I was saying is the show is finally getting back to full-fledged shows where you can call in and you can come into the chat room, and some of your favorite guest co-hosts that have worked with me since March 21st, 2011, like Cousin Linda. Oh, my God, Reggie Roughneck. He has been working on some amazing things, and also sending love and condolences out to him. He recently lost his brother. So in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're natives of Jackson, Mississippi. That dude, Big Mike, who loved, you know, oh, my God. I need to ask him how he's been doing since we didn't have March Madness. You all know he was Mr. Bracket guy. But then also, and some of our guests that have been on the show are looking forward to coming back. And new guests are looking forward to come. New friends of the show are looking forward to being a guest also. And like I said, Terry is looking forward to coming on and being a part of the show and talking about certain topics and all that. Big shout out to him and his mom and everybody in Simpson County also, and Happy Mother's Day. And Happy Mother's Day just to everybody, to dads that are single parents. Now, some people don't like when you do that, but, you know, there's a lot of Mr. Moms. I see a lot of Mr. Moms. So happy birthday to the Mr. Moms out there, too, that do a fabulous, fabulous job out there playing both roles. It shocks me when people say, oh, I don't even talk to my mom, or I don't, or I hope this and that. I mean, that view's birthed through your mom or whoever maybe raised you or whoever you look at as a mom figure. You know, that's cool if it's somebody you look at as a mom figure. But a mother that you do have the ability to be in contact with, just my opinion, you know, even if the mom is, like, not easy to get along with, I mean, at least simply, you done your part when you just say Happy Mother's Day, thank you for birthing me. Without you, I wouldn't be here, so that's why I'm saying Happy Mother's Day. And so, believe me, you know, being this third Mother's Day without my mom, and we were very close, many of you know that. And you don't have to be close to your mom to tell her Happy Mother's Day. Because she, if you came through her, then that's enough to say thank you. You know, even if you don't talk, that's enough to say Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me into this world. Okay. You know, and just go from there. I know what. Email me, KultureShockEnt@yahoo.com. KultureShockEnt@yahoo.com. Send me your music. Remember how we play the most fabulous music and had the most fabulous artists on. So definitely send me the amazing music. Files must be WMA, WAV, and MP3 format, and 100 MB limit. That's what the files must be. If people do send me music and you don't hear it because it's not the proper file, the proper format. So it must be WMA or WAV or MP3, and I will post on my playlist for my podcast here on Blog Talk Radio and for my podcast on Springer.com. Okay? And you email kultreshockint_beth@yahoo.com. kultreshockint_beth@yahoo.com. And shoot ideas, or you want to be a guest, guest co-host, you know, let me know. Because worldwide friends, local friends, national friends, regional friends always are sending me amazing topics. My page is just a networking mixer. And I love it. Diverse, bipartisan. It's from bipartisan to people that could care less about politics. You know, people that would like to share their personal life, people that strictly enough for business. You know, I love my Facebook friends and all my social media friends, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Snapchat. I haven't been on Snapchat in a long time, and the list goes on. But the diversity is what's so amazing. So I love my diverse Facebook page, and those that do not like the diversity of my page, then you can easily unfriend, because I'm always at 5,000, and there are always friends who want to become my friend. Always friends that want to be friends, you know. So it's a very diverse page. And then thank God I have, you know, other pages and groups. Big shout out to the James Franco Project Group, to the Save Dallas page, the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you to those that do support the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page. We talk about topics that we discuss on the show. On that page, and again, being here, life page, and the groups that I'm a part in. Big shout out to all the groups and pages that I like and a part of, and the ministries, the prayer warriors that come together, and the politicians that keep us informed, and No Labels, which I am now a new top leader with the Stern Committee, going on 2 weeks this coming up Monday. Also, Rock the Vote, who I'm a member of too, so you'll be seeing a lot of new Rock the Vote, and definitely check out No Labels and join us on some of our Zoom meetings also. So those are very two good bipartisan organizations. I'm a longtime member of both of them, and I'm honored that I was invited to become a top leader with the Stern Committee. That's like 100 members of the Stern Committee. But it's all about us problem solving, of Republicans and Democrats, independents, those that maybe haven't had an interest in politics until now, but coming together so we can problem solve different issues. And we come together and we talk with Congress and senators, and just good old-fashioned conversations, and providing information, informing one another about you know, problems that need to be solved, and the solutions that we ideas that we have, and so on. So again, thank you all for your love and support. And I do not have yesterday. I provided the FEMA number that you need to call to get your FEMA ID number before you apply for a homeowner's loan with SBA. Okay, here it is. For homeowner's loans or for sole proprietor, well, just for the homeowner's loan, you know, I'm still waiting. SBA did check my credit for the EIDL, and that's one thing that the Mississippi District SBA.gov office is going to talk about, and they want us to submit questions by no later than Tuesday and Wednesday, so when they have their town hall conference call, they can answer questions. But I haven't received anything, but SBA has been checking my credit for the EIDL sole proprietorship loans I have applied for. The home loans, homeowners and renters must register with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to obtain FEMA registration ID number by calling 1-800-621-3362. prior to applying for the SBA loan. Okay? And if you have to, like, fill out any documents and mail, the address is U.S. Small Business Administration Processing and Disbursement Center, 14925 Kingsport Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76155-2243. Again, U.S. Small Business Administration Processing and Disbursement Center, 14925 Kingsport Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76155-2243. The number is 1-800-659-2955 for the SBA.gov disaster assistance. The email is disastercustomerservice@sba.gov. disastercustomerservice@sba.gov. The number is 1-800-659-2955. And for the in the state of Mississippi, for the insurance is mdes.gov, and you contact also the Wynn Job Center here in Mississippi. But then if you need assistance, I mean, you guys contact Mississippi to try to find out how you can cut through red tape to get assistance in your state, too, because a lot of states have been contacting the state of Mississippi, because, you know, the state of Mississippi is a state. When the pandemic happened, it had been doing good with job increase. You know, Mississippi is a state that have experienced in helping people in that area, and so some states have been calling and contacting the state of Mississippi. That's what the executive director said, asking for assistance and making sure that things could run smoothly in their respective state, you know, regarding unemployment assistance and all that. So, again, congratulations. Oh, not again, but again, happy Mom's Day, but congratulations also to the class of 2020. Yay. So a big shout out to everybody that are virtually celebrating their class of 2020 from all levels, from kindergarten, Head Start, to doctorates and PhDs, et cetera. Congratulations to you, trade, vocational, if you're in the class of 2020. Congrats to you. And congrats to Olga School in Texas, and also the schools here, the beauty schools here. A big shout out to you all also. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you that have been supporting the show since the beginning, March 21st, 2011, thank you. Those that are new and those that are waiting for the full-fledged shows where you can call in and either be a guest co-host or in chat in the chat room, and then we do some fun Facebook Lives and Insta stories. Thank you. And remember to email me at KultureShockInc, KultureShockInc@yahoo.com. Okay? And thank you for connecting with me, us, my crew and all, Terry and all, and friends and fam and prayer warriors, peers, business peers, Avon community, CTFO, CBD, you know, Avon is into the CBD business also. My Avon leader and coach, Milagros Garcia in Florida, she and her husband are a team, Avon Wing, big shout out to them. I always wanted to be a part of their team, and yay, I am finally a part of their national team, and excited to create my own team also. But, you know, it's amazing to work with them. But thank you. And again, happy, happy Mom's Day. We have Memorial Day coming up, Father's Day, and let's continue to pray for each other and send positive vibes and slow the spread of coronavirus, COVID-19, and also other things that are happening. Let's continue to do better and also speak up for justice, because there's been some amazing things that's been happening in the news. It's not so pretty that we definitely need to have open discussions about. Also, fun things, but then also injustices that have been happening worldwide, since this is an international show, but most definitely here in America, where I'm based in our own backyard. Talk about fun things, but then there's things that we sadly have to put attention to also. So thank you again. Remember, God is love and love is God. Big shout out to you, Terry, and all my loved ones. And again, wishing everyone a happy Mom's Day and happy graduation celebration. And if it's your birthday this weekend, happy birthday also. There will be a show tomorrow, and we should be in the very near future. You can interact and call in and chat in the chat room in the very near future. So thank you again for your love and your support and your positive vibes, and definitely appreciate your listenership always. God bless, and thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be Truth.